In Northwest News from KPLU, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has drawn criticism for not quickly rejecting support from white supremacist David Duke. It's just another example of how important the issue of race is in this year's presidential election. Against that backdrop, University of Washington and Bellevue College students are traveling in the South this week to visit landmarks of the civil rights movement. KPLU's Ashley Gross has more.
This is the third such trip UW communications professor David Domke has organized, and it's grown from 31 people the first year.
Now we're 54 people from three different colleges and a very interracial, intergenerational, diverse group in all kinds of ways.
About half the group is adult community members who cover part of the cost for the undergraduates on the trip. One of the students is Devon White. He grew up in Tacoma and is now in his second year at UW.
This is actually my first time leaving Washington, so being in the South for my first trip is kind of significant to me, and I'm learning about my roots and where my people have came from.
White says visiting Little Rock, Arkansas is especially meaningful to him because of the bravery of the Little Rock Nine, the African-American students who integrated Central High School. White is 19 and will vote in his first presidential election this year. He says he's been disturbed by the anti-immigrant rhetoric in this campaign, and when he hears catchphrases such as "Make America Great Again," he's reminded of more painful parts of our history.
When you talk about going backward, it's like you're talking about going towards segregation, going towards slavery, just basically going back and isolating each other and dividing the groups up and dividing people from coming together and standing up for a common cause.
The trip will give White and the rest of the group an opportunity to reflect on how important it is to be able to vote. They'll take part in a commemoration of Bloody Sunday, when voting rights activists in Selma, Alabama, were attacked by state troopers with clubs and tear gas. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.